Hey there, Jenny. How are you? Ready for the meeting?
Yeah, sure. I'm fine. How about you?
Fine. Did you read all the stuff we got?
Yes, most of it. Some of it was really useful.
Yes, I like the list of things to say to someone who's upset. It's okay. Calm down. Everything is okay. Don't worry. Stop. Come here.
Yes, that was good to think about. But I really like the section about how to avoid upsetting the resident. All the things like a meeting after each incident to find the cause and then trying to avoid the stress for the resident.
Yes, I was surprised to see all the things that can be stressful. I know about loud noises, but I hadn't thought about new textures or different smells.
Yeah, and the bits about the importance of routine were really helpful. The chart to show the order that things will happen and taking things off the chart when they have been done was good. Even the idea of a timer to brush teeth is a really good one. Cameron sometimes brushes them for 10 minutes, so that would be great for him.
I'm not sure how the alarm would work though. I can see it would be interesting to set a timer, but the sound could be upsetting for some residents.
Yes, I think we still need to rely on the more experienced team members. Remember when we got the bag of sweets for Cameron because he kept putting stones in his mouth, but he ate all the sweets really quickly and then didn't feel well and got upset.
Yeah, he pushed Tom against the wall and then started hitting his own head really hard off the wall. It was really scary.
It is awfully difficult to know how far we can go in limiting, comforting, repetitive behaviour. We need to do it a bit. Otherwise, it's so limiting, but these comfort mechanisms are so helpful for calming aggressive residents, like Cameron's hair stroking.
Oh my, yes, it is dreadful. He tried to do it when we went to the park yesterday. He wanted to stroke a lady's hair, and we had to explain to her. She was really nice about it, but she was quite alarmed by him.
Oh no, in the park. We told him he could stroke the educator's hair, but only the men. He wasn't happy, and he said some things about Tom being nearly bald.